head. He had time to throw, and that was kind of like what we've seen out of the Packers this year. Jordan Love has had about 6 or 7 seconds to throw, and he had about the same amount of time.
And Siebert, of course, comes in as the leading receiver for the Hilltoppers. He's got 17 grabs on the year for 171 yards. Picked up enough for first down yardage on that previous catch. Here's an inside handoff. Stacked up at the line by the T-Birds for no gain. They're able to put a thump on Adam Kuhn right at the line of scrimmage.
Gang tap over there. Ethan Husselman made the first initial contact, held him up, and then a couple of guys finished him off. You know, this is like, you know, we're trying to get going. We're going to try to have it. You know, the other night the Cubs and the Reds had a 1 hour, 59-minute game. I think we're shooting for about a 1 hour football game here.
Let's
tonight.
Move it along. Right? Yes, indeed. So here's a 2nd and 10 for Onalaska. Pistol look this time. Cole's back to pass. He's looking left. Throws left. Short completion stacked up for a short gain.
Great tackle.
And for the Hilltoppers, that's Brendan Chenault with the short reception.
We need to give Cameron Crawford the credit on that. Nice solo tackle all the way out there by himself, one-on-one coverage, and didn't pick up a whole lot, did he? Maybe 3 yards?
Looks that way. So it's going to be a 3rd and long for Onalaska. They are inside the Thunderbird 25 here on their opening possession. They converted a 4th down to keep this possession alive. Cole is all alone in the backfield, takes a shotgun snap. Now he's rolling right. He's got a man on the flat. He's going to fire down the sideline instead, complete again. That's going to be good for another 1st down inside the 15. That's number 1, Josh Phillips, on the catch.
And we have seen some impressive passing attack out of the Hilltoppers early on.
They've been firing. We don't see a whole lot this kind of approach. Yeah.
There was a little more pressure on the quarterback there, but the receiver created some nice separation and was wide open. Yeah, usually you don't see this much passing until later in a high school game.
Handoff this time, inside handoff, working between the tackles on 1st and 10 of the Hilltoppers for a short gain.
And that was just a simple dive right between the guard and the tackle as they're going to go back and try to, now that they've got almost a 1st and goal. I guess you can get a 1st down at the 1 yard line, can't you, Ben? Looks like we are.
Looks like that is the case. So 2nd and about 7 coming up for Onalaska. Pistol formation, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Cole, hands off, working between the tackles, finding a little crease down inside the 5.
Yeah, I think they'll mark him at the 4.
So that's going to set up a 3rd and short.
About a 3rd and 3, and this would be a big stop by the Baraboo Thunderbirds. I don't know, you know, in high school football, usually you would go for it on 4th and within a couple yards of the end zone.
For sure.
Or if you're the Detroit Lions.
If you're up 20 and 4th and 5.
Exactly.
Pistol look again here on 3rd and 3 for the Hilltoppers. They've got 3 receivers split out wide to the left.
Either a draw or a quick slant.
Cone is next to Cole as he awaits the snap. He's got it. He's rolling left, looking to throw left. Throws across his body into the middle of the field where the pass is broken up at the goal line.
Number 8, that's our boy, Ethan Husselman, who does a lot of work on offense and defense, getting in there and getting a paw on it and batting it away down to the ground. And it does look like the Hilltoppers will go for it on 4th and 3 from the 4.
Deep in Thunderbird territory, they're going to make this 4-down territory.
The Baraboo faithful started making noise.
4th and goal. Inside the 10-yard line, it's 4th and 3, I should say, for the Hilltoppers. Cole's got the snap. He's looking left. Ooh, he's under pressure.
Got some pressure.
He's running for his life. Can the Thunderbirds bring him down? No, he escapes. He fires left side of the end zone, complete for a touchdown. Tanner Siebert.
So close. And the touchdown reception.
That is amazing poise by the quarterback who had 2 Thunderbird defenders breathing down his neck. He shook them off. He rolled out to his left and created the time and the space for his receivers to get open. That was a beautiful looking play, and I'll be honest, that is an impressive drive by the Hilltoppers from a throwing standpoint.
Certainly is. Ian Cole doing some nice work, a little bit of scrambling, and was able to throw into traffic for a touchdown. Onalaska takes a 6-0 lead.
With the extra point attempt.
And they're going to try to give this a kick here. It's Grayson Andel. And no, it's a fake. They're going to throw it, and that's complete. Catching it for the two-point conversion is number 20, Lucas Philbach. So it is 8-0. Hilltoppers after an opening touchdown.
And that completely caught us off guard and caught us flat-footed. The fake of an extra point. It was a pitch back to the quarterback by the holder, and the quarterback threw it for their two-point conversion. So they did almost all of that work, especially the good work, in the air.
We'll be right back on 99.7 Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
We're back at Lambeau Field outside Baraboo High School, where the visitors, the Hilltoppers of Onalaska, have taken an 8-0 lead. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, thrilled to be joined by Forever Thunderbird Brandon Wigner, bringing you tonight's broadcast on 99.7 Max FM, as well as Max.fm on the internet, and hopefully in the near future, the NFHS network.
Does that make me a townie if I'm a Forever Thunderbird?
I didn't say that. Oh. Little short kick here. Squib kick's going to go out of bounds. That's not going to pay off for Onalaska. T-Birds let it roll out of bounds. They're going to have favorable field position on their first drive of the game.
You know, I'm going to wear that with a badge of honor, because Baraboo's a gall-darn nice place to be.
Sure is.
Ball will be placed at the 35-yard line.
So the T-Birds come out facing an eight-point deficit before getting their hands on the ball. As you heard Brandon mention before the commercial break, Hilltoppers did excellent work through the air, converting a pair of fourth downs.
That was probably the most impressive passing drive that we've seen this year out of any one opponent for the Thunderbirds.
Two receivers to the left for Baraboo, one to the right. A pair of backs are back behind Peyton Poker. He hands off to Huseman. He is stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. That'll be a short loss. Well, we saw, Brandon, that Ethan was a workhorse in last week's defeat at La Crosse Central.
I mean, these numbers are unbelievable, Ben. 46 carries, 247 yards, and three touchdowns.
Incredible.
That is incredible work. And he's a two-way starter.
Right. That's a busy night. Second and long for the T-Birds. There's another inside handoff looking for Huseman. This time he's across the original line of scrimmage. But that's going to bring up a third and long.
You know, and that is the, I don't know if you call it a problem, but that is the red alert for the opposing opponent. You know, of course the Hilltoppers, I'm sure they looked at game film this week, if their coaches did what they were supposed to do, and they said, who is this Huseman kid who rushed 46 times? We're going to key in on him.
Yeah,
and so far,
sure,
his first two rushes, he only has 2 yards.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right for the Thunderbirds on third and long. Poker fakes a handoff. He's looking to throw left. He does throw left. Ooh, it's over the outstretched hand of Drake Niles. Falls incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth and long.
Drake was open. It was over his head. Now, I'm not sure Drake would have had to have shook a tackle. He would have picked up maybe 4 or 5 on that play, but certainly Poker just needs to get the ball down a little.
So for the Thunderbirds, not how you want to respond, right? Fall behind early and a quick three and out. They're going to be punting it away. Johnny Moon is back to punt. He's standing at about the 25. One safety deep for Onalaska. He's approaching about the 25-yard line.
Wilder Birch back to receive for the Hilltoppers.
And it's Wilder Birch waiting for this punt. Snap is clean. The punt is away. Short punt. Fielded about the 45 on the run. Birch,
yeah.
That's a nice grab. He's coming across midfield to the 50. There he is. Hogtied down the far sideline, but a nice-looking catch and return by Wilder Birch.
Drake Niles made a nice tackle on him, but Birch, man, he had a lot of speed, and he picked up 15 yards after he caught that ball.
So the Hilltoppers will start in plus territory. They're in Thunderbird territory on their second drive. They're looking to build on an 8-point lead. So the Thunderbirds come in at 0-4. Their visitors are 2-2. The Hilltoppers are 0-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference.
That surprises me considering how solid they look early on. They look like a 4-0 team so far.
Pistol look. There's a man in motion. They're going to hand it to him. Streaking across the field off left tackle and picking up about 6-7 yards. That's number 9 for the Hilltoppers, Luke Siegel.
Senior Cameron Crawford with a bringing him down after the initial tackle by a T-Bird was missed. Picked up a nice gain. It was almost like a jet sweep.
It was a little bit of a jet sweep look. So we've got a second and about 5 for Onalaska. Once again in the pistol, sending the same motion man, but this time handing off inside to Kuhn. He's rolling near first down yardage inside the 40.
I think he's right at the sticks before he's been brought down. I think they will give it to him.
Adam Kuhn.
And right now, unfortunately, the Onalaska offense is having its way on these first two drives with the Baraboo Thunderbird defense. And the offensive line for the Hilltoppers on those last two runs really opening up some holes on the front line.
First and 10 for Onalaska. Once again, they get the T-Birds to move. I don't know if they came over.
I think that's a false start.
We'll see what the call is here, yeah.
Now, the T-Birds, actually, they didn't move. They shifted. If you notice that the end and the defensive tackle on the what would be the east side, our far side, did a shift. And I think that got one of the Hilltoppers to move early. And if you recall, last time we were here 2 weeks ago, there was a shift, and we jumped on that shift. So now we're trying our own little shifts and stunts.
First and long now for Onalaska. Faking the handoff.
They're
Cole fires deep. Right side, he's got a man, but the T-Birds close on it. Oh, they're gonna call this a reception. Both the defender and the receiver had their hands on that ball. The T-Bird defender let the Hilltopper get his hands on that ball. Could have been an interception. And I think they're calling this a first down. Onalaska, it's going to be a first and goal inside the 10.
The call on the field.
So now, was that Stelzer in coverage?
I believe.
Think it was. So he was beaten early, but recovered nicely, got back into the play, got his hands on the ball, but Siebert was able to wrestle it away, or at least force the tie.
Are these replacement refs?
Yeah,
because
right.
That was a caught by both people.
Touchdown, Seahawks.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another handoff. Doing a little jitterbug at the line of scrimmage, but not getting anywhere.
Picked up one or two. He's down to the 3-yard line. I'll tell you what, the Baraboo sidelines was pretty upset about that call. They thought the defender had the most control, but the referee ruled the receiver had the most control. That was that is a tie, but maybe the tie goes to the offense?
I think that is the rule. Second
yep.
And goal coming up for Onalaska. This is a direct snap to Kuhn, and he rolls into the end zone. He went just inside right tackle, and he's in for a touchdown.
Adam Kuhn for the Onalaska touchdown.
So the Hilltoppers have their second touchdown of the first quarter, and they now lead 14-0. We'll await the extra point here. Last time around, they faked the kick and toss it into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. How about that, having a quarterback and a holder who can throw?
I know it. I think I'm going to start a rain dance, thunder and lightning dance.
Snap is down. Kick is away. It's a little low, but it's good. And that makes it 15-0 on Alaska. Well, Brandon, we talked about how we started this game early. There's in the forecast some threatening storm clouds heading our way, so they moved kickoff up an hour, actually a little over an hour. So if you joined us at 6, you might have missed part of Onalaska's opening drive.
Took away from my happy hour, but I'm still happy to be here.
He still looks pretty happy.
Yeah, they had to move that up. You know, I was thinking about my own time as a Thunderbird. I don't think we ever had a cancellation due to weather.
We'll let him. We're going to let Brandon think about it right after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily. 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
We are back to action. There's another short kickoff, another little squib kick from the Hilltoppers. Go. It's fielded at about the 40 and getting upfield to about the 43. That's number three for the T-Birds, Gabriel Arnold. Exactly right.
Nice little return. He caught that ball at the 39-40 and snuck 5 yards out of it. But that's an intentional squib kick there. I don't know if they're really trying to, you know, recover that ball or what they're trying to do, prevent a big play. But, you know, we've got great field position at our own 45.
So T-Birds on their second offensive possession. They went three and out on the first, hoping to make some progress here with favorable field position and trailing by two touchdowns. Here's a pitch. They find Huseman. He's cutting it just inside left tackle. He's stacked up near the line of scrimmage.
Might have picked up one.
So we talked about the Hilltoppers being 2-2 on the season. They won both of their non-conference games, but they're coming off conference defeats at Holman and then to Reedsburg. They lost 47-14 at home to the Beavers last week. And, of course, Reedsburg looking like a formidable opponent this season.
Yes, they sure are. I've got a Reedsburg dad who is at the game tonight in Holman who's going to keep us up to date on the score over there. It's a big matchup. Holman's 4-0.
Fake handoff by Poker. He's back to pass. He's firing deep down the right side. Wide open is Stelzer. No, it's off his hands and falls to the turf. That was a touchdown that fell out of the hands of the receiver. Stelzer. That's one that's going to keep him up at night.
Yes. There's not much else to say. You feel bad for the kid.
Maybe that's a play you can go back to later in the game. He was in the clear.
That is the definition of being too wide open.
Yeah, now
the
ball, he had time to think about it.
The ball didn't have a tight spiral, but that's still not an excuse.
Third and nine now for the Thunderbirds. They need to reach the Onalaska 45 to keep this possession alive. Poker's back to throw. Firing deep, left sideline this time. It's intercepted. Oh, nearly intercepted, but it falls to the turf. Incomplete inside the 30-yard line. Well defensed, but perhaps could have been intercepted there by Brendan Chenault.
He had two hands on it. He just dropped the ball on his way down. So,
and let's see if the T-Birds are going to punt this away. Looks like they are.
You have to, Ben. It's, you know, fourth and nine. We got nothing going. You kind of have to.
Johnny Moon, who was the intended target on that previous play, now goes back to punt.
Wilder Birch
is back to receive. He's near the 20. Back in Onalaska territory. And looks like we're going to have a timeout. Coach Turkington and the Thunderbirds take a timeout. They're going to talk things over. Gives us a chance to run down some of the other athletic contests scheduled here at Baraboo High School. Girls tennis, they have their conference tournament today at Nielsen Tennis Center in Madison. Girls golf team, they have the conference championships at Old Hickory Golf Club in Beaver Dam on Tuesday. The volleyball team will host an invitational Saturday and will travel to Beaver Dam on Thursday. Cross-country team will host an invitational on Tuesday. Boys soccer has a busy week. They have a quad at Lake Mills on Saturday and they'll host Beaver Dam on Tuesday. The swimming team, they're going to host the triple duel in girls action on Tuesday. JV football will be at Onalaska on Monday, and JV2 football will host Reedsburg on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we took a timeout there if the play clock was running down, because it looks like we're still going to punt, or if we didn't have the right personnel out on the field, you never know.
Well, now we're going to kick it away. Johnny Moon gets that away despite an intense rush. Might have been tipped. The ball's fluttering a little bit. Another nice running catch by Birch. He slides to make that catch at the 28-29 of Onalaska. So first and 10, Hilltoppers coming up. They already lead 15-0 here with a minute 44 to go in the first quarter.
I'm not sure anybody cares, but in case you do, Reedsburg and Holman are tied at zero at the end of the first quarter.
Thanks for the update.
Yep, you bet.
That's a non-update.
Yeah, that's right. Non-update. Much ado about nothing, as they say.
Pistol formation for the Hilltoppers. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. That's an inside handoff. Kuhn, trying to work off right tackle. He breaks a couple of tackles and picks up a few yards. He got three or four, despite some pretty heavy, intense pressure by the T-Bird defense.
And after that drop, Isaac Stelzer comes right back and gets his arms around the running back's ankles and helps bring him down for a short game.
second and seven. That was a lot of work for 3 yards for Kuhn.
Yeah, he ran 15 yards left to right and then three upfield.
Cole takes a shotgun snap and hands off. This is, they're working between the tackles this time and picking up close to first down yardage. We'll see how the spot comes out here.
I would say on that second drive, that's where they had good success, was running it right up the gut, and they just did that again and picked up all 7 yards that they needed for a first down.
Indeed. The Hilltoppers continue to pick up those first downs. They're just inside their own 40 on their third possession of the game. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Cole with another inside handoff. Ooh, this time finding a nice crease. Ball carrier is Luke Siegel. Or was that Kuhn? That was Kuhn.
Yeah, it was.
Arnold stops him for a gain of 7. It's going to be second and short coming up for the Hilltoppers.
You know, as you get older, these binoculars come in handy.
They sure do. Especially when it gets darker later
on.
Exactly. We won't have as much of that tonight with the early start.
True. Good point. I like this early start.
Works for me. Under 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Siegel's the motion man. They get it to him.
Oh, double, here we go.
Double handoff and a wide open field.
My goodness.
In front of Brendan Chenault. It looks like he is going to go all the way for a 54-yard touchdown run. A double handoff reverse goes for 54 yards. And the third touchdown of the first quarter for Onalaska.
Double handoff, little trickeration, touchdown.
And that was what you call biting on the fake.
Nobody stayed home on containment.
No one stayed home on containment. We've seen that happen quite a bit this year, unfortunately.
So that makes it 21-0 on Alaska. They're going to kick this away, or so it would appear. They fooled us before. With 2 seconds left in the quarter. Of course, this is an untimed play. Extra point kick is up, and that is good. So that makes it 22 zip. And we'll keep it here with just one more play to go here before the end of the quarter.
Ben, your rain dance.
Yeah, right.
Get on that rain dance. Checking the radar right now. Everything's north of us. There's
looks
not
that
a whole
way.
Lot... Not a whole lot close to us right now. Looks like it could blow up out of nowhere, but it's not right now. Which is good. The boys need to play. As much as that first quarter is as painful as it is, I'd like to see them get the whole game in. I'm not sure what they would do if they have to suspend the game and how long they would do that, you know, and what would happen. It's just rare, you know, it's so rare in football to have that happen.
22-0.
So the Hilltoppers once again will kick it away. The T-Birds have twin safeties back deep, standing on the 20-yard line. Number 26, Mason Zimmer, ready to kick it away. End over end kick, that's over the head of the Thunderbird returners, but it's going to roll into the end zone for a touchback.
And
so we're going to have one more play here before the end of the quarter with just 2 seconds on the clock. No time elapsed there since the ball wasn't touched.
And we finally see them kick it away deep down the field after Baraboo had nice field possession last time. Maybe they thought, well, we don't want to give it back to them at the 40 or 45. And I wasn't sure, quite frankly, when you see that out of a kicker early in the game, you don't know if they actually have the leg to do what he just did. So, because the extra points have been, you know, they've gone through, but
they haven't
been.
They haven't been rockets.
Correct.
Yeah, right. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds. They're on their own 20, and they trail by 3 touchdowns. Peyton Poker under center. He's got 2 backs behind him, 2 receivers to the right, and 1 to the left. He's going to hand off. This is Huseman, and they've got him in the backfield. They're all over number 8. That's going to be a short loss, and that's going to be the end of the quarter. So we'll be back with the second quarter after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
What else is new? We're back to actions. We're ready to start the second quarter here with Onalaska leading Baraboo 22-0. Thunderbird ball. They've got a second and long in their own territory. Here's a pitch trying to find Huselman with some room out wide off right tackle. He gets a couple of yards. It's going to be a third and nine coming up.
Ball carrier for Baraboo.
And Huselman getting outside the tackles because so far through and between the tackles has been a brick wall. So it's good to pick up a few for him, maybe get him going. You know, the T-Birds, they've had some open receivers. And so they're going to have to throw here on third and long, third and eight or nine.
Two receivers to the left. That's where Peyton Poker's looking. He fires once again too high for Drake Niles on the left side. It's a couple of those connections where Poker has just overshot Niles, thrown a little too tall, and that's going to be fourth and long.
And once again, that's a pass that, you know, if the defender makes the tackle immediately, it's fourth and four, fourth and five anyway. But you want to give that receiver a chance to catch that ball and make a move and get his first down.
So Johnny Moon's back to punt. He's standing on the Thunderbird 10-yard line. Birch, who's done an excellent job, he's back to return near midfield. Snap is clean. There's a rusher. Got in, but Moon got that kick away. Nice work. It's fielded inside the 50 by Birch, but he's rolling on the right sideline. 40, 35. And the Hilltoppers are going to have golden field position here to open the second quarter.
And that was nearly blocked. There was at least one or two defenders that came through nearly unscathed.
Thunderbirds need a big defensive stop here. They're backed up, trailing three touchdowns.
Onalaska working with a short field. Takes over first and 10.
And right now this is just all about momentum. Baraboo absolutely has zero momentum, and it's kind of showing. It's kind of weighing on the guys.
Pistol formation for the Hilltoppers. Handing off. That's the number three. He's got a crease right up the gut for a nice-looking pickup. That's David Irvin. He got about nine.
Brought down by a couple of Thunderbirds, but not after a long gain. And again, that offensive line for the Hilltoppers is just pushing us around and opening up big holes right between those two tackles.
Second and one.
Second and one coming up here.
Do we have the video yet?
We've got video, but we just don't have audio on the video.
Okay.
Second and one coming up here for the Hilltoppers. There's another inside handoff to Irvin. He's got the first down and more. He's still running. Oh. There's a fumble right into the hands of the Thunderbirds. A fortunate turn of events. T-Birds grabbed that, and who was that, Brandon?
Mr. Stelzer is the one that recovered it. I didn't see who made the big hit, but Isaac Stelzer recovered it, immediately pounced on it.
So that's a big play for the T-Birds. That's what they needed. They got to stop one way or another, even though it was after a sure first down run. So it'll be first down for the T-Birds. They're back inside their 10, but they'll take that.
That is exactly what the T-Birds needed to keep their spirits in this game and give us a chance to get back into it. Because once again, the Hilltoppers were running right up the gut.
Hand off right side. T-Birds deep in their own territory. They've also dug themselves a three-touchdown hole, looking to make something happen here.
They're keeping to their script. Huselman just ran right side off the right guard, picked up 3 yards, second
looks
and seven.
Like a tackle made by number 33, Maximus Todd.
What a great name, Maximus Todd.
Maximus Todd on the tackle, wow.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Poker rolling right. He's going to fire. Middle of the field, just batted away out of the hands of Drake Niles and nearly tipped into the hands of a defender, but it fell incomplete at about the 30.
He is really trying to hit Drake Niles. That was the third or fourth throw at Niles. For sure, three, might have been four, Stelzer being the other one. Unfortunately, Poker is 0 for 5. But, he doesn't look bad. It's just a little overthrown. That one was a little bit into coverage. In fact, I thought the defender might have gotten there a little bit early. I was praying for a flag, I'll be honest.
Poker back to throw again. This time fires it up high to the left, but that's going to be intercepted. Not a lot on that throw, and the Hilltoppers were able to get to it. And that's number 10, Grayson Ondell. Grayson Ondell with the interception.
He was throwing again to Niles, but he threw off his back foot as he was rolling. And to your point, he didn't have a lot of air under it, unfortunately. Not a lot of zip. He kind of lofted it.
First and 10 coming up for Onalaska. They are in T-Bird territory once again, so the Thunderbirds were able to turn Onalaska back with a fumble recovery, but they give it right back with an interception, and Onalaska has the ball at about the 37, leading 22 to zip. Here again, there's a little pitch to the end around. That's going to be close to first down yardage on first down for Luke Siegel.
Siegel's quick.
Yeah, man, they've had some success with that play.
They hand that ball off to him. He's almost got a full sprint by the time he gets the ball. And so he's got multiple steps on the T-Bird defender because he's in a full sprint when he's handed the ball. He comes across that whole field like we talked about, that jet sweep type handoff.
So they're going to call that second and two. Pistol look, that's the handoff to Kuhn. He's got the first down and more. He's going to roll all the way to the end zone. That's going to be the fourth touchdown of the game for the Hilltoppers. A 29-yard touchdown run by Adam Kuhn.
And Kuhn wasn't even touched. I mean, he went from our angle, we couldn't tell if he went left or right of the center, but it was right behind one of the guard's rear ends, and that guard had pushed our defender out of the way and created a hole that you could have run a truck through.
Sure did.
Wow.
Hilltoppers on for the extra point once again. It's kicker Mason Zimmer lining up, looking to add to this 28-0 lead.
There comes a big boy in there.
One lineman.
95.
Late getting on the field.
Let's
here. We're
check
waiting
this
for the
guy out here now. On
waiting for the extra point.
They don't have their height and weight on their on the Onalaska team.
Snap is low, but they got it in place. The kick is good, but we have a flag on the play.
Looks like it's on Baraboo, and they might assess that on the kickoff, huh? Oh, no, they're moving it back, aren't they? Hands to the face on the Hilltoppers.
Have a re-kick here.
Hands to the face on the kicking team.
So we'll do that again.
I don't know how many yards that moves them back. I don't think it's quite
moves
as
the ball back 5 yards, and we'll do it again.
So not a killer, like a big 15-yarder
right,
or something.
Exactly.
Where you might get out of range.
Just in case you don't recognize that voice in the background, that's Mike Showalter tonight instead of Father Dave Mowers, so...
Perhaps not as pious, but equally talented.
That's right, exactly. Another Baraboo legend, if you will.
And the snap is away. The kick is good again. So it is on Alaska 29, Baraboo 0. We'll be back to bring you the kickoff in just a moment after this.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Beryl Newman Stadium here at Baraboo High School, where the visitors have given a bit of a rude reception to the hosts. Onalaska leads Baraboo 29-0.
This is shocking. This is shocking. You know, Onalaska on paper is the better team, but they are not this good, nor should they be, winning 29-0. And you've basically only just started the second quarter, Ben.
Yeah.
We're only a few minutes in.
Hilltoppers kicking it away. They're kicking it to our right here in the second quarter as we face Flambeau Field. Little dribbler picked up and returned nearly to the 30. That was Huselman.
Yep.
Thunderbirds offense will take the field. They are in desperate need of a spark.
Yeah, they've been trying to pass. Now, the reason they've been trying to pass is because they've been facing second and long and third and long, because, you know, if you can pick up four or five on that first carry, you wouldn't be passing quite as much. But and Poker has had a little bit of a open receivers, but just missing his targets a little high tonight.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Poker under center. It can be a handoff to Huselman. He's trying to work it around right tackle. He's got a short gain on first down. And if you joined us late, you may have missed Brandon's rundown of Ethan Huselman's game in the 42-20 loss last week at La Crosse Central. But it was, what, 46 carries?
46 carries, 247 yards, and three touchdowns. It was incredible. And I think the Hilltoppers saw that video and said,
this is the guy we got
to
stop.
If you want to stop Baraboo, that's who you have to stop. And quite frankly, they've done just that.
Two to the right, one to the left. This is going to be a pitch. Speaking of Ethan Huselman, there he is. Hey, he's got a little room off right tackle. He picked up three or four. This is going to be a third and manageable for the Thunderbird offense.
Yeah, this is a third and five. And I'll be honest, when you're down 29-0, this might be two-carry territory. Try to pick up two or three here, and if you got a fourth and one or two, maybe you're going for it.
The only thing we haven't talked about, Brandon, is last time we saw the Thunderbirds, we saw Peyton Poker get shaken up and make a heroic return.
He sure did.
And here he is under center once again.
And you saw him the next day at a baseball game,
he was playing baseball catching the next day. Here's a pitch out wide to the left. Huselman's got a chance at a first down here. He cuts it in. He's across the 40, the 45, and it's going to be first down Thunderbirds at about the 47-yard line.
I think they're going to give him 11 yards on that.
So that's the best-looking offensive play of the night so far for the Thunderbirds.
And the first down.
Indeed.
Boy, they needed that.
Sure did. Keep that Onalaska passing offense over on the sideline. Two receivers coming out wide to the right, Niles and Stelzer. One receiver to the left. That's Wagner. Poker's rolling right. Throwing right to the flat. Complete to Niles across midfield. He's going to be brought down at about the 48, but that's a solid pickup, close to 5 yards on first down.
Rick Niles, 5 yard positive.
It might even give him 6 yards. Second and five-ish.
What do you want to call? Let's give him that extra yard, should we? I mean, when we're down 29-0,
it's the least we can do.
We can do what we want, right?
Second and four coming up for the T-Birds. They are in Onalaska territory, looking to put their first points of the night on the board. There's two backs behind Poker. He handles to the tail of that tandem. That's Huselman, but once again, he is stacked up.
He might have lost one or two.
He might have indeed. So it's going to be a third and about five.
And he ran into a brick wall just on that left side. The defensive tackle, number 95 for the Hilltoppers, plugs up three holes out there.
Right.
And created his own wall.
Onalaska definitely keying on Ethan Huselman. Giving him nowhere to run on the inside.
The T-Birds have their height and weight on theirs. So we don't have that on Onalaska. He's
see if I can look up that roster online when we get a second.
Yeah, would we? He's got to be 305 somewhere.
Third and five. This is a wide pitch to Niles. Niles looking to work off right tackle. Hey, he's rolling to a first down into a couple of tacklers nearly to the 40-yard line. The Thunderbirds' second consecutive first down.
We're going to give him 8 yards and a first down.
Best looking drive of the evening for the T-Birds. They've got a couple of first downs, and they are in plus territory. Looking to answer here, trailing by 29.
And you can't help but think if they would have come out after that first touchdown by the Hilltoppers and done this, it would be a different kind of game. It just kind of compounds on itself.
Right. Poker's under center. Hands to Niles this time. He's tripped up in the backfield. And the backs are really having nowhere to go here. There's a couple of Hilltoppers in the backfield quickly.
Yeah, and again, not to belabor the point, but the lines for the Hilltoppers, whether it's defensive or offensive, are just pushing us around up front. And that is a case where Niles just had nowhere to go. There were already several men in the backfield.
Second and about 12 coming up for the T-Birds. The good news is they're in plus territory. They're going to have some options here if they can pick up a few yards and get close.
I could see us throwing the ball these next couple plays.
Poker under center. He's back to pass. Now he's rolling to his right. Under pressure, he fires it out of bounds. Under a heavy rush.
He took quite a hit there by number 33, and it was after the ball was out. And I know I'm a homer, but Todd Maximus could have had a penalty thrown on in there potentially.
Let's go, man.
So it's going to bring up third and 12 for the T-Birds. They've got a couple of first downs on this drive, making some good progress here. But they need to finish strong here. Try to put some points on the board, trailing 29-0.
And here is where a quick little slant, where you pick up half of your yardage on third and 12. You're throwing for 5 or 6 yards, and then it makes it a fourth and 5 or fourth and manageable. Because you know we have to go for it here.
Poker back to pass again. He's got time this time. Firing right side, and that's a wide miss of Isaac Stelzer down the right sideline.
Yeah, and unfortunately that one was just a bad throw on Poker's part. The ball just sailed far right over him.
So that makes it 4th and 12, and the T-Birds are going to punt this away. Or at least they're sending on the punt unit.
Well, on 4th down.
And again, I mean, you know, if they would have picked up 5 or 6, you're probably going for it because it's 4th and manageable. But when you've got 4th and 12 and your offense has been stymied so far, I don't, you know, you can't fault him for punting.
Wilder Birch is back to receive. He's standing on his 10-yard line. Johnny Moon awaits the snap at the 45. Snap is good. Kick is away. This is a nice-looking boot from Johnny Moon.
Get out.
Birch is calling for fair catch. It's going to bounce out of bounds about the 7, 8-yard line. Nice-looking boot by Johnny Moon.
By John Moon.
So for the first time tonight, Onalaska is going to be backed up.
First and 10 for the Hilltoppers.
With 4.5 minutes to go in the half.
I don't know. I think Charlie Shortino, maybe he should quit his day job. It's beautiful out here tonight, huh?
Right. I know it is supposed to hit later, but
it
yeah.
is north of us.
We can't.
I mean, if you're trying to play football in Adams Friendship, Wisconsin Rapids right now, you're getting storms.
Well, we're grateful to have a nice evening for football here. Hilltoppers have the ball at their own 8. They lead 29-0 here at Baraboo. Cole in a pistol formation. He's got one receiver wide to the left, one to the right. Cole barks out the signals. He's got the shotgun snap. Looks left, throws left. That's short, incomplete.
I'm glad you can see it. I get this beam right here. I might have to.
Oh, sure.
Might have to scooch out of the way.
So it's going to be 2nd and 10 for the Hilltoppers. T-Birds looking for another stop here.
I feel like I'm at Wrigley. You know, you got these nice seats and you got these beams in the way. And hopefully there's nothing falling down on our head.
Mm-hmm. Relieve yourself into a trough. Inside handoff, although cutting it outside here, is number 3, David Irvin.
And I think the ball's on the ground.
And let's see what the call is.
It is.
The Thunderbirds pounce on a fumble inside the Onalaska 10.
And the running back did a nice job of bouncing outside, but because he was bouncing outside, he dropped the ball on the initial hit.
So the T-Birds are going to have their best-looking opportunity of the game coming up here. They're going to have
first and goal. What is that, about the 7-yard line, Ben? 7 or 8, somewhere in that area?
Right around there.
Correction.
So Thunderbirds send the offense onto the field. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. Poker is under center. He's going to pitch. Looking to cut it inside.
Oh,
is Huseman. He's in for the touchdown. That's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Ethan Huseman. with a 9-yard touchdown run. And the T-Birds are on the board.
And that is just huge for Baraboo's confidence. I mean, that is, you know, you get that turnover. That's their second forced turnover of the night where the defenders have made great contact on the running back to force fumbles. Just to hand that off and get that on the first play.
Johnny Moon is on for the extra point. For sure, T-Birds have stopped the bleeding here. Moon's extra point is a beauty. He hammers that one, end over end kick, splits the uprights. And it's 29-7.
Onalaska.
We'll be back with the kickoff after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Welcome back to a happy Flambeau Field where the Thunderbirds have scored their first touchdown of the game. They capitalize on a fumble deep in Hilltopper territory. Ethan Huselman running it in from 9 yards out. To get the T-Birds on the board, they trail 29-7 here as they prepare to kick it away.
Every journey starts with a first step. Come on.
Johnny Moon's going to kick it away once we're ready to go.
I tell you what, now the pressure's on the defense. You just don't want a last-second touchdown coming into halftime.
Right. 4 minutes, 21 seconds left in the half. This is a nice-looking end-over-end kick. Fielded at about the 10. Cutting it inside. Right along the hash.
Good tackles.
That's
there.
Luke Siegel. He's dropped near the 30.
Number 36, Alex Owen, and Logan Sweeney, number 5, combined for a nice tackle.
And Alex Owen. Onalaska. First and 10.
T-Birds defense has pounced on a couple of fumbles here in this first half. You'd love another turnover here.
I was going to say, I thought we were lucky to get two, but now let's get greedy.
Let's get greedy.
I'll get greedy.
Ball rests on the 30-yard line. Hilltoppers moving to our right. Pistol formation with one receiver on either side. Inside handoff.
Nice.
Nothing doing.
Ethan Huselman kind of read that right away and
went
for the legs of the running back and brought him down right at the line of scrimmage.
Looks like they're maybe giving him a yard, half a yard. It's going to be second and long. These two teams, of course, met last season with Onalaska winning 42-0.
I think that was also a home game, wasn't
it? Was.
Was that homecoming?
It was home. Yes, we got these guys at home 2 years in a row.
Might have been homecoming.
It might have been.
Yeah, I think it was.
You're right. And that's a tough draw. These guys are a perennial powerhouse.
They are.
Back to pass this time. Cole, left side.
Oh,
he's got a man, but he's also got a couple of defenders in the neighborhood. It falls incomplete.
I will tell you that number 9 for the Hilltoppers was wide open. Luke Siegel. And he didn't know the ball was coming to him until the last second and didn't have time to make an adjustment. But he had split the defenders right up the middle of the field, and that was scary because he would have been gone if he caught that.
That's exactly kind of the play you were worried about.
Yep.
Instead, it's 3rd and 9.
And that was a gift. You know, we said we wanted to get greedy. That was a gift.
Back to pass. Colt fires
a screen.
Little inside fullback screen. Coon's got it. He's going to first down and more. He's going to be brought down at about the 50, and we got a flag at the end of the play.
Well, that flag is.
Flag on the play.
You always worry about a face mask.
Yeah.
Late in the play.
Inadvertent face mask coming down. That was a brilliant play by the Hilltoppers coaching staff.
Right.
On a 3rd and long to set up the middle screen.
Middle screen cashes in big.
We had bit hard. Our defenders had all run through like it was a parade and there was candy on the ground.
It's going to be a hold on Onalaska, but I think it's downfield.
I do too. I think they're going to get the first down, aren't they?
I think they are. And they're going to be penalized from that point. They're going to have a first and, you know, 12 or 15 or
yeah,
whatever.
We'll
but, yeah, they picked up 20 yards before the flag was thrown on that middle screen.
Let's see what happens here.
The penalty is from the spot of the foul.
Oh, there. It's not going to be the first down. Okay.
So they take that off the end of the run.
So third and two.
Third and two and a half, yeah.
All right, T-Birds have another chance at a stop here.
Watch this run right up the middle. They've just been blowing us.
T-Birds looking to clog it up. They had a little bit of a kind of a run blitz, and they stop him short. Nothing doing. That was Huselman and one of his teammates in the backfield.
Thunderbirds blitzed all those gaps, and the Hilltoppers went right back to that right up the gut play, and the blitz and the gaps prevented it. And the Hilltoppers have some discussion to do here.
And they're going
to
go for this. Fourth and about two.
Who calls a timeout?
Shotgun formation. Maybe they're just trying to draw the T-Birds off here. I don't know if they're really intent on drawing a calling a play here. The ball is at about the 38-yard line. It's fourth and two.
You absolutely cannot jump here. You just can't fall for it.
And they're going to run a play. There's a handoff inside.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh, stuffed. Number five.
Goodness.
Carson Zinnaker is stuffed.
Number three.
Turnover.
Gabe Arnold stuffs him for a loss of one in the background. And that is just a huge turn of events. And
so once again, the T-Birds will have favorable field position.
Hey, Baraboo, if they punch this in here, you go from down 29-0 to 29-14. And you've got all the momentum going into halftime. What a great turn of events.
First and 10 for the T-Birds at the Onalaska 38. They trail 29-7, but they've got a golden opportunity with 2:40 to go in the half. Poker is under center. Fakes the handoff to Huselman. Fires over the middle of the field, looking for Stelzer. Pass was batted away incomplete.
And that's just a really great play by the defender. It's a great cross pattern, slant pattern by Stelzer. Poker made a perfect throw, but the defender just reached over and got his arm into it at the perfect time. So not much you can do about that when there's a great defensive play.
Second and 10, T-Birds trying to catch the Hilltoppers off guard there with a first down throw.
That was Poker's eighth throw.
Here's a pitch to Huselman. Working off right tackle. Picked up a couple, but he's stacked up at about the 35.
He's already got eight throws, according to my
stats. How about that?
Unfortunately, only one reception,
right?
Eight attempts.
And, of course, that's not entirely Peyton's fault. Had a sure touchdown dropped in the first quarter.
Yeah, it is true. Don't remind me.
Third and long for the T-Birds. Ball rests just outside the 35-yard line of Onalaska. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Poker is under center with a couple of backs behind him. He comes out, throws a little screen to Niles in the left flat. He jukes, gets across the 35.
Niles,
and now he's plowing forward to the 30.
Beautiful play by Niles.
Some nice muscular work by Drake Niles is going to make this a fourth and short.
I think he picks up six there.
So the ball is at the 30. T-Birds need to get about 2 yards. We're ticking down to a minute and a half to go here in the first half.
You absolutely are going for it here. This will be interesting to see. You're going to have to get outside, I think, with Huselman here on a pitch.
And there is the pitch outside of Huselman. Working off right tackle. He's got the first down and more inside the 25. T-Birds pick up a first down. We're under a minute and a half, and I think on the T-Bird, they're going to reset the chains here. I wonder if the T-Birds are going to call a timeout or try to get a playoff quick.
You don't need a timeout yet. Still a minute 15, and you're all the way down to the 25.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and now we've got a timeout. What do we got?
Hilltoppers need a substitute. Maybe an injury or something, huh? Or it looks like an equipment issue with
equipment
his helmet.
Issue, okay. Yep. Get a ball put back in play. There it is. Poker under center.
I like
rolling that. Left, short pass. He finds Niles. That's up high again, but he was able to go up and grab it this time. Short gain, though. We're under a minute. He picked up a couple. Actually, no gain, it looks like. So the T-Birds, now we're going to call a timeout.
Yeah, now you do when you basically get stymied like that. Field. You're down under a minute left.
T-Birds still have a great opportunity.
54 seconds to go, and Baraboo threatening. This is great.
If you could put some points on the board here, you're right back in the ballgame.
For sure. And again, this is the result of a couple of great defensive plays where the Thunderbird defenders forced a few turnovers, and that has altered the momentum of the game greatly. And a big, big fourth and two stop by Gabe Arnold in the backfield.
No doubt.
Put wind in our sails.
Yeah, T-Bird defense has had an up-and-down first half.
Yeah, this is the definition of an up-and-down first half.
Some big plays and some negative plays.
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
Second and 10 for the T-Birds. They still have two timeouts remaining. We're under a minute to go here in the first half. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback Peyton Poker is under center. He takes the snap. He's rolling right. He's going to throw a screen to Huseman. He makes the catch, breaks one tackle. He's across the 25, near the 20. Solid pickup on second and long.
Give him five.
40, 39 seconds ticking away. T-Birds have a third and about five. See what they do here. We're down to 30 seconds. Poker barks out the play. Fakes a handoff. Rolls left.
Got to get rid of it.
He might have to run, and he's going to be sacked. Outside the 20. Not a big loss, but it's going to be fourth and long.
And Poker's just got to have a little more awareness that we need a timeout here.
T-Birds under 10 seconds. Let's see how they're just going
to. I think we're going to take a field goal here.
They're going to hold on to this or a. Well, one last shot.
One last Hail
timeout
Mary,
taken
huh?
with 4 seconds left. Johnny Moon was running out. So I think the T-Birds, he's got his kicking block. I think he might be looking to boot a field goal here as the final play of the first half.
And that is just a spot where Poker's just got to realize he's out of the pocket. If he just fires that off to the sidelines, it stops the clock and we don't lose yardage there.
So it's going to be a fourth and about eight. Coming up for the T-Birds, 4 seconds to go. Johnny Moon is warming up that kicking leg.
We have seen Moon boot some long extra points this year. So sure he's now. Got this. How far out are we here, Ben? We're at the 24-yard line. So are we looking at a 41-yard field goal?
He's 0 for 1 on the year in field goal attempts. But, yeah, this is going to be
40-yarder.
Poker is the holder. He's at the 30-yard line.
We saw Scanlon knock through a 40-plus, a year or two ago.
Sure did.
Can't have this
snap
blocked.
Is down. The kick looks good. He nailed it. And it's no good.
Yeah, it went
just wide left.
It went left.
Johnny Moon hit it hard, yep. But he misses wide left.
I was going to say just went left.
So that's the final play of the half, your halftime score on Alaska 29, Baraboo 7.
Great
we'll
kick.
Be back to recap some of the first half statistics after this break here on 99.7 Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We're a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and freshly prepared deli products such as meals and sandwiches to make your dinners quick and easy. Enjoy curry fusion foods available daily, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and the fish fries are on Friday, 11 to 6. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
There's no no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Hi, this is Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market. We are a proud sponsor of Thunderbird Sports. Stop in before or after the game. We're open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Baraboo Fresh Market has groceries, a wide variety of frozen items, and fresh.